This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
But, yeah, it was a... I know that when they first asked me, you know, hey, we're going to go out there and go to this conference, they told me just get comfortable shoes. So I was like, okay, not a big deal. It's Dallas. So throughout the whole time, we're out there and we're meeting different people. And Mr. Valdez is explaining how everything works. And, you know, it's like for me, I was like, oh man, this is awesome. You know, let's go out there. Let's try to talk to these people. It's you know, for me, communication is key. And the more, you know, when you go into these details about our city and you communicate with people, things get done. So throughout the whole day, you know, I know myself and Mr. Garza were kind of like telling Steve, so what else do we got to do and who else do we got to talk to? And going to these different booths and letting them know what's coming to Wesco was great. You know, it was a great experience to experience it I really, really enjoyed it, you know, I had breakfast with Mr. Silva and I asked him, so, you know, and he kind of told me what they were doing, and I was like, okay, awesome, you know, and of course, when we talk to everybody, it's not only our cities that we're talking about, but I know I've said this several times, it's if we grow, our surrounding cities grow, and if our other, you know, our surrounding cities grow, we do as well. So, you know, being, you know, the Mid Valley, we have, you know, different cities around us, you know, it's good to promote them as well, you know. It's not just, I know I represent the city of Wesco, but it's also the surrounding cities that we want to help grow as well. And it's a team effort. And, you know, myself, that's my vision, seeing things that we grow as a team. And everybody's going to benefit at the end of the day. So... Now they tell me, now that I experienced this in Dallas, I'm going to make sure that I get comfortable shoes for Vegas, because they told me that was a lot of walking. So, but overall, it was a great experience. I loved it. And, you know, it's good that the Valley, you know, is getting exposed to all these people. And that, again, that we work together to make sure that we go out there and we talk to, you know, talk to these people. And, you know, I know someone mentioned, you know, when they ask, like, hey, where are you from? They're like, well, the very tip of Texas, that's where we're from, you know. So, and I know in Vegas, we're probably going to get a lot of that. But, hey, we're excited to go out and speak for the RGV and continue being positive and telling them that, hey, the RGV is the place to be, you know. And we're in it together, and we're in it to make sure that we grow together, so... But yes, it was a great experience.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I want to thank you all for being here this morning. You know, to me, it was a great experience. I've been a city manager for some years now. I was with the City of Mission, now here in the City of Wesco. And one of the things as city managers we deal mostly is, you know, your public infrastructure. You deal with your quality of life, your streets, your parks, your witty lots. And your normal everyday, you know, work that we do, we don't really get too much involved in the economic development. We allow our partners in our economic development corporations, like Steve here in Wesco, really to participate in, you know, with their board and deal with the sales taxes and bringing in, you know, the new stores and new shopping centers and so forth, restaurants, and they do a great job. But, you know, one thing that I really took from this is the participation that is truly needed on both ends. We got to go to several meetings where there were some questions regarding utilities, infrastructure, or even just the fact, you know, questions that were being asked on the planning side. You know, what type of permits, what type of ordinances do you have in your city that can benefit my business? And there's a lot of questions, really, that the EDC might not be able to answer, but your city manager or your planning director would be the perfect individual also to attend. Those are the individuals that can work hand-in-hand with this economic development corporations to be able to answer the right questions and be able to have the whole team there ready to answer those questions, rather than you having to go back and having to email them and respond to them the list of questions that that you might not have the answers for. So I think that was the greatest experience that I had. And I think that, you know, working collectively together between the EDC and the planning department and city management can bring more results to the table. So once again, thank you. And Steve, thank you for the invitation this year. We're looking forward to Vegas and hopefully continuing to work together as a region. Thank you all.
Hi, I just wanted to step up for a minute because I had the unique opportunity of working in the booth the entire time at ICSC in Red River, and it was just an amazing experience to have people coming to the booth and saying, oh, well, tell me more about your region. And we have in our numbers Weslaco, then the miles out of the different population we have throughout the valley, and the bottom was the over a million in our region. And so I think it's really important. I love this one region, one voice. Looking forward to, in Vegas, getting to work together with them some more and having a booth there that people can come to and see what we have to offer, and especially what we have to offer as an entire region. It's just really exciting. And so I just wanted to say that thank you for putting this together, and we are really looking forward to working together some more with this initiative.